We begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ritzech and the laws of murder, Shmiris Nefesh, and protecting one's life, and the saving the Zig in the Book of Damages. Which here we continue to the second half, that of what's called Shmiris Nefesh, protecting one's life, that one has to take precautions to make sure that people's lives are not in danger, which obviously relates to that of Ritzech, to protecting people's life, which in this Perek discusses specifically making a fence and regarding the danger of uncovered liquids. As Rambam begins Halachah regarding this positive commandment of making a makkah. Mitzvah saseh lasas ad makkah l'gagah. There's a positive commandment for a person to make a fence for his roof. Shem like says a pasuk in the bar. Vasisa makkah l'gagecha. You should make a fence for your roof. V'hu shiyeh beis dira. As long as it's a house of dwelling. Alva beis ha'itzaras. But if it's, let's say, the storehouse, or beis ha'bakor, or the barn, or kizbim, things like that. In the zakali, then he's not obligated to put a fence on the roof because it's not where people live. And any house that's not 4x4 amas squared is also put on the makkah, is also exempt from a fence because, again, it's not fit for dwelling, it does not qualify for gagecha. Halacha beis. Bayish al shnei shutafim, a home, a house owned by two partners. Chayavin b'makkah, they're obligated in a fence, meaning, although it says v'sisa makkah l'gagecha in the singular, and here it's not singular yours, still you're obligated. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Ki yipol hanoifel b'mena," because fall will the one who is fallen fall from it. Which leitol el b'noifel, it's only dependent on the one who's going to fall. If he could fall, you're going to be obligated. So imkain l'mena megagechas. And then why does it say your roof? Is lamaid b'tikin nesis about medrasha, not coming to exclude that of partners, but it's coming to exclude that of shuls and of study halls. If yishe ein masum l'dir, that's not meant for dwelling, and therefore there's no obligation. Let's say the public domain actually was higher than his roof, and there's a concern that actually people might not fall off the roof, but actually might fall into the roof from the public domain. In the Zaklamaki, he does not have to put a fence. And then says in the pasuk, based on the words we just brought before, because fall he might fall from it. It's only what fall from it, not into it. Halacha Gimel. Goyim ha'maka, the height of the fence, in pachas masar tvach, not less than 10 handbreadths. And the reason is, kedesh le'yipol mimen ha'nifol, so that the one who's going to fall should not fall from it. But tzorach li'isa mechitza chazaka, also that the boundary, the fence has to be strong, kedesh yishon odem alav, le'yitipol, that a person can lean on it and not fall. V'chala meniach, gaga b'lei ma'ak, whoever leaves his roof without a fence, bitl mitzvah saseh, he's violated, he's voided this positive commandment of making a fence. The avar alaysa says, also by the negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk, but they believe sosan dam bebeisach, you should not place blood in your house, which is a negative prohibition. However, in looking all of that, one does not get lashes for this negative prohibition. I mean, they shame by mice, it's a passive, there's no action over here. One does not get lashes for a passive violation. Halacha dalet continues regarding the obligation of protecting from all types of stumbling. Echad agag, now whether it be a roof, echad kol gab b'shish pesikon, or whether anything that has an element of danger. And it's very fitting that a person could stumble and die. Like, for example, if he had a well, a boir, or a pit, in his courtyard. Whether there is water inside, whether there's no water inside. He has to make a mound of earth, that's 10 tvachim high. Or to make some type of a covering, that a person should not fall in and die. Also, any stumbling block that has a danger to people's lives, mitzvah saseh last year is a positive commandment to remove that michshol, and to protect from it, and to be very careful with this very much. Shlomo says in the pasuk, you should be careful, and you should protect your life. If he does not remove the stumbling block, and he leaves those stumbling blocks that could bring people to danger, bitl mitzvah saseh, he's violated the positive commandment, he voided the positive commandment, and v'avav b'lei sosam dame has violated negative prohibition of not to place blood in his house. Halacha continues regarding certain takans chum that actually were instituted because of dangers and because of uncovered liquids that are also dangerous. So harbat varm as chachamim, there are many things that the sages prohibited, and they sheish mem takans nafasha because there's a danger to people's lives. V'chalo oiva leim boi moeba violates them and says, I didn't misakim atzmi. Yeah, I'm going to put myself into danger. Oman lachem olai b'kach, and what others have on me, oi eini. And what are people bothered by this? I don't care about this. As if, like, okay, it's my life. They give him rabbinic lashes, like anyone who violates a rabbinic iser, including here, but by protecting his life. And these are the things that Chum was made specific to Akanas for. A person should not place his mouth on the pipe that's connected to water in the ground and drink straight from the pipe. And the reason for this is because it's dangerous, because he might swallow an aluka, as the Rambam is going to shortly explain. So to believe that balayla min ha'aretz min ha'gamim, at night time a person should not drink from the rivers and from the swamps. And the reason is shema yivla aluka. You might swallow this aluka, which is that sucks the blood and again could cause danger to a person. But anyway, he's not going to see because it's dark, and that's the reason why you shouldn't put your mouth straight on the pipe. You're not going to see what's coming out. So to believe that ma'im agulim, you shouldn't drink uncovered waters. Shema shasim im nachash. Because maybe a snake drank from it, or all types of other dangerous, venomous creatures that crawl on the ground, and maybe they injected their venom into the water, and he's going to die from drinking it. The following are the beverages that are forbidden when they're left uncovered. The water, and wine, diluted. And actually, even if its taste started changing over to vinegar, milk, vadvash and honey, vatsir and brine. But all the other types of beverages, we're not particular about them being left uncovered. Because the venomous creatures do not drink from those types of liquids. Regarding garlic that was crushed, regarding watermelon that was cut and was left open, us is forbidden. Anything similar to that, yain mavushel, cooked wine, and the yain taisis. And bubbling wine, which is new wine that was recently pressed, that's not a problem about being left uncovered. And but taisis, what's taisis? As we just mentioned before, who yain mishas tivichasid, it's wine from when you pressed it, actually shayim up until 3 days. The yain oimayim acholav shahoyu chaman, regarding wine or water or milk, which was warm, as long as the vapor is coming out from it, it was hot. Or if you have the beverages that we mentioned before, but there was liquid that was coming down from the top inside to them, drop after drop. As long as it's continuous dripping, all these things do not have a problem about being left over covered. The reason for this is because the creatures that crawl on the ground, they're afraid, maybe bua hamashka, which is the bubbling of the beverage when it's hot, when the hevel and from the vapor. Or bibua is the bubbling is also like when it's dripping in. So anytime that there's some type of movement in the liquid, they are afraid, and they don't drink from it. And therefore, those things are not problematic. Halacha tes, mechvashim, the water that is, you pickle olives and things like that, rumesh lakis, and if the vegetables or fruits that you pour in it, boiling hot water, umay tumasim, or lupine beans water. Those things, imbeh shemigil, there's no problem about having them left uncovered, because snakes don't drink from them. Ma'im sheshadabahem kavashim mishlokas or tumasim. Now regarding water, which you soaked, things which were pickled and were cooked, and the tumasim bean, in the standard time, if the water changed their taste, where then it's going to have the halacha like the mechavashim mishlokas and mechavashim, and therefore ain't b'hem shemigil, there's no problem about being left uncovered. But if they didn't give a taste to the water, then that's doing, then they're forbidden like regular water, which we said is one of those liquids which is forbidden when they're left uncovered. Regarding water, if you use them to wash quinces, certain types of fruit, b'damuskim, which is a fruit that comes from Damascus, from Syria, l'chayla, which they do for a sick person, which presumably that was done quickly, and you didn't leave it in the water so much that it's going to change its taste, and therefore, again, asur mishumigil, it's forbidden because it was left uncovered, because then it's really just like regular water. Halacha yod, yayin sheneschaba b'dvarim chadin, regarding wine that was connected with it, sharp things, kapilpin like pepper, advar marm, or bitter things, kanfisintin, like wormwood, achinashan, the time where it changed the taste of the wine because it's either very sharp or very bitter, then ain't bad mishra megillah, then although wine was problematic, now it's not going to have a problem by being left uncovered. But then mishra mashkim said to the regarding the other liquids, other beverages, once it gets this too bitter or sharp, then those creatures are not going to drink from it. Halacha Rav continues with the timing of being left uncovered, and the quantity of the beverage and the placing. So kol hamashkin asur mishum gila, all the beverages that are forbidden because they're left uncovered. Shenizgal that were left uncovered bein b'yom bein b'layla, whether daytime or during a nighttime, asur they're forbidden. Even if it was right there on the side of a sleeping person, in imas yoshin al zeichlim, a sleeping person his does not infuse awe or fear on the creeping creatures, and they might just come and drink from it when he's sleeping. But kama yishu be asur, and how long does the delay have to be that it's already forbidden? The amount of time that it could take if the crawling creature was right beneath the handle of the vessel to go in and drink, if you have some come and go back to his place, that's a very short amount of time. That's how long it's already going to be forbidden if it was left uncovered. Halachi days, shir ha'mayim shi'asru, the measurement of the water that should be forbidden in this galo if it was left uncovered is how much of the quantity. We said the amount of time, now the amount of the liquid is kedeshia sam nikar behem amazik, is that the poison should be recognizable, meaning it should be significant enough in the liquid and to be harmful. But if there was so much water that the poisonous bitter poison is going to be lost in over there, then it's going to be permitted, because whether the liquid is in a vessel or in the ground, so that applies the same to all other beverages. Regarding a spring that draws a little bit, which again, since it's moving, those who crawl on the ground are forbidden, are afraid of it. So there's no problem being left uncovered. Login regarding jugs of wine, Magulev is left uncovered. Shenicha b'shed the table, make it be put into a box, into a closet, into some type of a tower. Oy betikshla, or into its container. Oy bebarif alamik me'ama, or into a pit, even if it's 100 amas deep. Oy bemigel gubay me'ama, or into a tower or a closet that's 100 amas high. Oy betraklin meyupa musid, or into some type of a palace that's beautiful and really done in a lime, which again it's not the norm of snakes to be into like a regular house. How does also still gonna be forbidden because maybe the snake went in there before you placed the beverage over there. Now badak as a table is I made a bit of, let's say you inspected the box or the closet where you saw that there's nothing over there. The akachanich, and then you put it inside over there. And there is a mutter, then it's permitted. We're not concerned that maybe the snake came after you put it over the jugs over there and that it drank and that it left and it went out from there. But if there is a hole, then that's going to be forbidden. And kamehi b'nekev, how big is the hole that is going to be problematic? The amount that you can fit in the small finger of a child, because there are small types of snakes that could go into such a small of a hole, and then that would be problematic. That's like leaving it open. Halachidat continues regarding the logic that the danger is still there. So Chavish in his castle, regarding a bow that was left uncovered, even if 9 people drank from it and didn't die, still the 10th person should not drink from that uncovered liquid. Again, it's all a concern that maybe, but that concern is still there. And actually, Maisa Haid was such a story, but Amr Shashasa Asiru B'meis, they said that the 10th person drank and he died. Because the poison of the snake, it sinks to the bottom. So the last guy, he drank from it, he got the poison. Now, at the same time, Yesh Sam Chamas Zachele Offer, there's also the poison of the toxicity of those who crawl on the ground, that actually their poison actually floats to the top. Now, actually are some poisons that actually just, they suspend and actually go to the middle. Also, therefore, in all situations, be forbidden to drink from the uncovered liquid, and even if others drank from it, because it might be on the top or the middle or the bottom, and even if it was sifted with a sifter, where the poison gets mixed into the water and actually goes through the sift just like the water itself. And we're going to go watermelon that was left uncovered. Even if 9 people already ate from it and didn't die, the 10th person should not eat it because, again, it's also very soft and the poison could be submerged there on the bottom. Halacha Tzvav continues regarding the prohibition of even utilizing this beverage. So my mission is regarding water that was left uncovered. Should not pour it out to the public domain because the person that's walking barefoot might walk over it and the poison might go into his body and harm. You shouldn't go ahead and use it to settle the dust of the floor in the house. You shouldn't use it to knead the clay, the cement, because we don't want the poison to go in between his fingers. You shouldn't use it to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. He shouldn't give it to drink, not for his own animal or his friend's animal. But you could give it to drink to a cat, because the poison does not harm the cat. Regarding a dough that was kneaded with uncovered waters, even if it's of a truma, the halacha is tisar, although it's forbidden to burn truma that's tar, but because of the danger, they permitted to go ahead and burn that dough. And even was baked already, I pass through the bread's going to be forbidden because of this concern about the sakanas nefashas of the poison of the uncovered water.